And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is food that kills. And let me just say, all throughout the break and continuing now, I'm getting calls from unknown phone number. Unknown phone number, hang up the phone. I'm not going to pick up. It's really amazing how it works out. All of my regular listeners apparently are not being able to get through, but unknown phone number keeps calling me. And I just crack up when these kinds of things happen because, of course, I know I'm right over the target, and the powers that be, the psychopaths that control the world, are very nervous about you learning the truth, and that's how it works. So let me give out the numbers again. 716-213-6816 if you have unlimited long distance, or if not, you can call toll-free from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean to 888-320-6151. Please do join in, because I hate just doing shows by myself, and as I said once again, the guest that confirmed yesterday to be on the show is not calling in for some strange reason. Okay, so let me get back to some of the important questions that we have to ask in regards to GMO foods. Let's see. How much of the food I buy in the grocery stores contain genetically engineered ingredients? Answer. Since genetically engineered soy and corn are used in many processed food, it is estimated that over 70% of the foods in grocery stores in the U.S. and Canada contain genetically engineered ingredients. 70%, people. Next question. Are people all over the world eating genetically engineered foods? Answer, no. All of the European Union nations, Japan, China, Australia, New Zealand, and many other countries require the mandatory labeling of foods that contain genetically engineered ingredients. As a result, food manufacturers in all those countries choose to use non-genetically engineered ingredients. Because, you see, if they told you you were eating poison, if they put pink slime on the label of the meat, etc., etc., if you had two working brain cells, you would probably say, thank you very much, I don't want to eat this garbage. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. Oh, Werner. Thank you for calling in. Yes, Werner.
Good afternoon. I tried the other number, and you said you didn't know who was calling, anonymous caller. So I, when you gave the 800 number, I tried that one.
No, the anonymous caller, wait a minute. The anonymous caller was not you. Anonymous caller implies that the person that's calling has their number blocked, so I can't see what it is. But go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Been a misunderstanding. Look, you mentioned about the GM-modified crops.
Yes.
And GM-modified food.
Mm-hmm.
It might be worthwhile to look into the research that had been done by Dr. Don Huber, a soil microbiologist. And
okay, wait a minute. Please spell the name so people can, do a search on that. What's his name? How do you spell his name?
Dr. Don, D-O-N.
Yes.
H-U-B-E-R.
Okay. Go ahead.
He has been all his life, yes. He has been a microbiologist. He came from basically humble, down-to-earth background. He grew up on a dairy farm. But then he became a scientist. And he has been warned for years about the dangers of the GM-modified crops because one of the aspects is it allows unrestricted use of glyphosate onto those crops with devastating consequences to the soil microbiology.
Mm-hmm.
And,
let me just comment. Not only that, but, one of the main things that they're doing, especially with corn, Monsanto's GM modified corn, is that they're making corn that is basically resistant to pesticides. In fact, if you eat the corn, once you've eaten the corn, it actually produces pesticides while it's in your GI tract. it actually produces pesticides, and that's why it's resistant to pesticides from without. And as a matter of fact, there's one brand of corn that's actually labeled as a pesticide. So, yes, and I'm going to get later into the fact of how it's modifying our very genetic structure, et cetera. But, yes, and what do you think, Werner? Why is this happening? The anonymous caller that called in earlier said, why would they be doing this? What's their reason? What do you think the answer is?
As I say, they seem to be completely out of touch with reality.
Yes.
Basically, we've got a bunch of mad scientists.
Yes.
And their purpose, ultimate purpose, will be to destroy any natural life forms on this planet and replace them with their own creation. And this
exactly.
will end up with devastating consequences.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, let me just inject here. I got a call from a man in Texas today. And we had quite a long discussion. Unfortunately, he's a veteran. He's been inoculated with vaccines and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he happened to mention to me that he lives on a 5-acre farm, and there's never been, to his knowledge, any use of pesticides. And he doesn't have any major pathological pests on his property. He's got the good guys. You know, he's got the spiders and other things that get rid of the problems that most people have that they use to spray pesticides for. Because, you know, nature has evolved to basically be in harmony. And you don't need pesticides and all this other crap in order to get rid of destructive pests. You know, boll weevils that eat cotton and all kinds of other things. We used to be in harmony. The reason that we're not in harmony anymore is because they brought the poisons forth. And once you bring the poisons forth, if you're ignorant enough to think that, you know, that's what you need to do, and you keep using those things, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And so you use more and more and more. It's the same situation with the antibiotics. It's pure stupidity. And that's why I'm trying to wake people up.
Nature is basically a very carefully balanced system. And when we stick to the rules, it will take care of itself. Like in agriculture,
exactly.
Do crop rotation, try to maintain the health of the soil, you know, maintain the healthy microbial balance in the soil, and this applies for our body and our digestive tract too. But when they want to grow monocultures, year after year, the same crop, then it is only possible with a crutch of all the modern agricultural chemicals.
Exactly. And you see, the other side, the dark side, whatever you want to call the side controlled by the psychopaths, you know, they make lots of money off destroying nature. And it's mind-boggling to a lot of people because people will say, well, you know, they live on the planet too. Why would they want to do this? Well, apparently, you know, people that don't have a conscience, all they care about is power and money, and they don't even worry about their own progeny and whatever the case may be. But yes, in fact, you're right, Werner, and let me just mention, you've been a guest on my show before. You have a farm in Canada, and your cattle are being basically targeted in order to cause all kinds of mutilations and things of that nature. Please give an update to the listeners on what's going on that front.
Well, the update is for nearly 37 years, the authorities have been sweeping those atrocities underneath the carpet, but I've done some research on it. And as a result of the research, there's a documentary on the Internet. It's called Farmer's Ordeal. It has gone, when they Google up electronic attack cattle, they will see it has gone viral on the Internet. The last time I looked, there were about 28 pages in Google that people were...
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, Werner. You're talking too fast. Spell it out so the listeners can check it out because it's very important. Please spell it out, what you just said.
Well, as I say, they just, people that are not too familiar with the Internet, if they just Google the name Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R, Bock, B-O-C-K, and the word cattle. And,
okay.
Then they will get hit, electronic attack cattle. And that's where they will find a 75-minute documentary in four parts. It's called Farmer's Ordeal. And it is laid out right down to the basic science. For anybody who got the basic background of the sciences, you know, it's actually not rocket science. And I explained it all, and I documented it all. And I documented with scientific research that had been done, some of it over 50 years ago. But this will make a case for the roughly about 1 million people in North America that are victims of organized stalking and electronic stalking. It is right in your face evidence.
Yes.
As I say, I called in because I wanted to toot my own and proceed my own case. But you mentioned earlier something about those psychopaths, you know, in the end,
okay.
They will suffer from...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Werner, please stay on the line. The music's on. We're going to break. I want you to toot your horn because you're doing a very important job in exposing what's happening to the farm animals of those who are not part of agribusiness. Because, you know, it's just so huge. We could never, you know, cover all of it. But please stay on the line. We'll have you continue after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
Okay.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is food that kills. And I'm very grateful that Werner Bock from Canada has called in. Please continue, Werner. Tell the listeners anything you'd like.
Well, as I say, I put the documentary on in order to stop the killing of the animals and to make a case and help the people that are victims of organized stalking by the use of directed energy weapons. But this is just only part of the issue about globalization and driving the stewards of the land, driving them off the land, and put the resource into the hands of the big multinational corporations, which I compare with an international wolf pack. They roam around the globe, devastate one region, one country after another, you know, and just for their own benefit and for their own hunger for power. And here I want to say something. Years ago I read something, it's a parable. A man and a scorpion, they are standing on the bank of a raging river. And the scorpion asked the man, can you carry me across the river? And the man said, no, I'm afraid you might sting me, you know. And the scorpion promises him, no, I won't sting you. So the scorpion crawls onto the man's shoulder, and the man starts wading into the river. And when the water comes about to his to their nose and the currents are very strong, suddenly the scorpion stings the man, you know, gives him the deadly sting. And the man says, why did you do that? Now we both gonna perish. And the scorpion's answer was, I cannot help, I'm a scorpion. It is my nature.
Exactly. Yeah, I've heard that parable before, only instead the man was a frog. But yeah, this is their nature. Psychopaths are pure evil. And a caller that just called in, please mute your phone. We're hearing your heavy breathing. But yes, in fact, that's what our biggest problem is, in my opinion, Werner, is that people that have a conscience cannot even conceive of such evil that we're dealing with. And that is why they have to realize that this type of evil exists. But one thing I wanted to ask you, Werner, is please explain to the listeners how what's happening with your cattle. And, you know, you've talked about this on the show before, and it's obvious. You know, it's self-evident. People ask, what proof do you have? Well, when your cattle are being killed by very strange mechanisms and have all kinds of problems that no veterinarian can explain, then obviously there's something very strange going on. And so that's what people have to face in terms of, you know, these different aspects. And so please explain to the listeners how this relates, because this is very important. One of the things that I am not able to help people with to much of a degree is electronic harassment and stalking. There's something called orgone blasters that I've surrounded my property with where I rent my house. And I have no chemtrails directly over me, and I know that it's protective of some degree, but this is very interesting to me that you're connecting the two. So please explain how those two relate to each other, what's happening to your cattle as well as electronic stalking.
Dr. Carly, one thing that has helped when you gave it a head start and you had me on your show. And
yes.
Now I've been on several other shows and the documentaries on the internet, and it seems like they've backed off some. You know, for nearly three quarters of a year, I did not have any more deaths of animals.
Wow.
Every so often, they try to sneak some things in where they hurt the animals and cause physical injury, like blinding an animal or burn holes into the belly. You know, but the animals so far, they have survived. You know, but as I say, it's a big problem. And you mentioned there about the veterinarians that did not understand. They understand fully well, but I am encountering the same problem you have been encountering in your fight when you became a whistleblower about what was going on in the hospital. Most of the doctors, probably in your hospital where you were working at, where you became a whistleblower, they knew what was going on. But nobody wants to stand the tide, stick their neck out and speak out, because they knew about the dire consequences.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You have faced the consequences.
Yes, but see what people... Let me just say, what these idiots that keep silent and pretend they don't recognize what's happening as they're, you know, examining your animals and things of that nature, what they don't realize is that they are already dead. If they won't speak up, they're already dead. We all have to join together and speak the truth. And the ones who won't listen, they're already dead. And the ones who will listen are the ones that are going to join together and stop this insanity. Because there's more of us than there is of them. But yes, you're totally correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And this is one of my biggest frustrations.
But they have been using a strategy, a hideous strategy, while they are picking the people off one by one, while at the same time spreading disinformation to keep the rest of the people that are ignorant about it, to keep them in ignorance. So
yes,
that not all the people suddenly start waking up to the hideous things that are going on.
Yes. And actually, we just had a recent example of that. Tornadoes in the central U.S., in areas and states where there's never been any tornadoes, where whole, you know, towns were wiped off the map. And yes, they're doing this incrementally, and there's all kinds of technology. They're using HAARP and chemtrails, et cetera, et cetera. But yes, in fact, this is what's going on. And not only that, but these people in areas where, you know, there's never been any kind of quote-unquote natural disasters before, you know, they don't have proper insurance. So not only do they lose everything and possibly the lives of their loved ones, but their insurance doesn't cover the damage. So guess what? Now you're homeless. I mean, it's unbelievable.
This has been done in order to accomplish their goals of depopulation of the rural areas and stack people, force people to live in big population centers and stack them together in big apartment complexes and so where they can control the people, they can control the food supply, they can control the air that's around there, they can control all the electronic influences. They can control what water they are drinking and so on.
Yes. And let me say, Warner, if people don't believe you, let them read the documents associated with Agenda 21 of the UN, because they actually state all of this in Agenda 21. That is, in fact, their purpose. And what they want to do is make all of the rural areas, all the beautiful nature preserves that we have, etc., not even be accessible to us slave work units. That's the goal.
basically that it has been going on for a long while. Like in the late early 1800s, for example, in Germany, they abolished the feudal system. But the very same group that got kicked out there, now they have found many more allies, and they want to reestablish basically worldwide a feudal system where you only got the very rich, the very powerful, and you got the people that are basically hovering at the existent levels, and then you got in between some minions, you know, who are doing the dirty work for the big, for the powerful ones.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy, a feudal system. Yes, we are feudal slaves on the plantation. That's exactly what they want. And then they destroy the plantation. And then, as you said, people are forced to move into the cities and live like rats because it's much easier to control people in those types of situations. Yes, you're right. So what's the status with your cattle now? Are they doing better? Are there less mutilations and less death?
Basically, there in October, I had a visit after dark with a summons to appear in court.
Mm.
So by the beginning of November, I had to show up in court. I pleaded not guilty. I was not supposed to have fed my animals by the end of the previous winter and not provided them with water. And the odd thing was the veterinarian, they had gotten a veterinarian from 300 miles away instead of using the district veterinarian here, you know, who has been covering up those things now for decades. And this veterinarian, he stated that 40 of the animals were in good shape, one was in poor shape, and 10 were dead. Now, they were getting all the same feed, they were getting all the same treatment, and on the animals that had passed away, it was every time the same cause of death. Massive hemorrhaging and destruction of the lungs, and massive internal hemorrhaging and corrosive damage to the internal organs.
Which doesn't happen from lack of water. Yeah, go ahead. Right.
No, they had lots of water. There was only about 80 yards down to the brook, where they could drink, you know, with a ramp, where they could walk right into, you know, with a gravel bottom, and the water was coming out of a pipe. And they had one steady running, basically like an old bathtub, and run steady at the water line, steady running in there. So they had plenty of fresh water. But then one of the Mounties made up a story. For example, below the road, I parked my machinery in the pasture in neat rows, and I put spaces in between so the cattle could keep it clean, so the weeds would not grow up there. And whenever I needed a piece of machinery, I just would drive down there, not scrambling together in the backyard and then bushes growing through there and everything. You know. And one of the Mounties had made up a story. I parked them in an H and in an I. She sent a message to the aliens that are high-flying over the farm. What a bunch of fruitcakes. And we are paying taxes to provide those fruitcakes with paychecks.
I know. That's why I always say in my intro, we're paying for our own destruction. Okay, this is very important information, Werner, and I encourage you to continue to tell your situation on as many shows as you can, because, in fact, that's what protects people. And that's what you need to keep doing. So thank you very much for calling in, and please continue to, give your input to the show. And let me also mention those same RCMPs are also contributing to the rape and murder of the Native children that Kevin Annette is exposing, Kevin Annette of HiddenFromHistory.org. So this is another group that is totally satanic, these Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They obviously have their agenda, and they don't have a conscience. So thank you very much for that. Yes.
Dr. Todd, may I say something?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
There's Alex in British Columbia, and there are many people right across North America that are, regardless of the consequences, that are sticking in the battle. You know,
Yeah.
And they need encouragement. And right now there is another gentleman who are, has been outstanding, you know, in bringing the misdeeds to life, to light. And he is right now in a Vernon, British Columbia jail, followed by the name of Jim Townsend. And they've been railroading him. And this way there are people all over North America that are being railroaded by corrupt judges and corrupt police.
Right. And we talked about, and we talked about on last week's show this guy Robert Green in the UK who's trying to expose the global pedophile cabal and the torture of this Down syndrome girl, Holly Gregg. And instead of the perpetrators going to jail, the person, the private investigator investigating it, they sent him to jail for a year for, quote-unquote, breach of the peace. Yes, this is what's going on. But rather than have people being filled with fear in terms of not speaking out, what I encourage people to do is stand with the people that are speaking out if you don't have the backbone to speak out yourself, because if you don't, you are going to be living in a hell on earth I can't even imagine. Because as bad as it is now, they're going to make it much, much worse.
You said hell on earth, and this is basically what's underlying. It's a Luciferian movement, and they want total control of the planet. And the so-called, that call themselves the chosen people. The next big ruler on earth will be the Antichrist, and he will be sponsored and supported by Lucifer.
Yes, yes, and we're going
to. Yeah. And spiritual aspect, and people shall not disregard it. You know.
I totally agree with you. We've talked about the Zionists, and actually, I just heard on one of the talking heads on television today that Obama has a Jews for Obama group, and I want to separate the Jews from the Zionists. They're not the same. There are Jews against Zionism, even in Israel. But these Zionist monsters are a very important part of the problem, but of course, psychopaths come in all flavors. Okay, thank you so much for calling in, Werner. We have another caller from area code 76. Okay, we have another caller from area code 763. Are you there, caller?
Hi, this is Michelle. Hi, Dr.
Yes.
Carly. You were talking about different additives in foods.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard about the Cinemix, the kidney cells and activated viruses that they put in for flavorings in foods. They trick
No, I haven't. Wait. What's it called again? I have not heard of that. There's no way I can... Cinemix? Like
S-E-N-O... Not like cinnamon, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X.
Oh, that's what I was talking about, this company that makes the food additives made out of aborted fetuses, yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, and the man was saying, how come we can't see it? Well, this is nanotechnology. This is genetic manipulation with viruses and the cells from the fetuses or whatever that can trick your taste receptors in your mouth. So you would have your taste receptors like you have a sweet area on your tongue, and then you've got the bitter, and you've got the salt. Well, it can trick your taste receptors, and then you will be thinking you're eating something that are not really there. You're thinking that you're tasting really salty things that aren't salty, or sweet things that aren't really sweet. This is very high tech, this kind of thing that they're adding, and they call it flavors.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, MSG and other food additives do the same thing, but this is like totally satanic. It's a spiritual assault, and it brings that to the steroid level in terms of doing things, as you said, on the nanotech biometric front, where you can't see any of this stuff. And
how could you see that?
Right.
You're not going to be seeing it.
If you look at
you don't see that either.
Yeah, it's a clear virus. It's a clear vial of fluid. Yeah, it's the same crap. Yeah, well.
So the man that was saying, why can't I see the aborted cells in my water? Well, you know, you're not going to see the tricking of the sensory receptors in your tongue from companies that are adding flavor enhancers. They're going to be flavors that aren't there. They're going to be chocolate. You're thinking you're having chocolate or salty, you know, taste or any kind of it, hot taste. They're not. It's not going to be real food. It's not real. We don't know what it is.
As a
matter
of fact,
because they're actually on the scale.
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh well, they're actually tricking your brain with these cells. I'm not even. It's so chemically, hard to wrap your brain around because we just aren't chemists. We don't understand how they do these things, but that's what they're doing.
Right.
So,
as a matter of fact,
I'm glad that you brought.
I watch a lot of television. I monitor things. I watch a 15-year-old analog TV. So I don't get the silence of sound technologies being at me. But I was shocked to see on the Food Network, actually, and I just randomly, go through these different channels, and it's amazing how I come upon things that are very important. But they actually did a special about a company, I think it's in France, I don't remember the name of the company, but it's a company that takes quote-unquote natural flavors and reproduces them chemically. And they are actually able to simulate everything you can imagine. They can make a strawberry out of chemicals. There's a company called mm-hmm. Philosophy mm-hmm. that makes all kinds of mm-hmm. cosmetic products and bath soaps and things of that nature that, you know, smell really good. And if you read the label, you can't pronounce mm-hmm. any of the words. Mm-hmm. Because they're all chemicals, and this is
they're
what's
all chemicals.
Going on.
That's right.
Yeah, and these
and
like, chemicals
and we can
are
just go back
poison.
To.
Go ahead.
We can go back to the aspartame. That's
yeah.
generally recognized as safe, and it is causing a lot of health problems. Aspartame,
yes.
And that's an engineered product from. I'm not even sure how they do it. Maybe you know, but it isn't anything
well,
that is a real sweetener. It's not a real sweetener. It's from, isn't it from dead cells or something from a waste product?
Right. It's
or,
a
I'm
waste
sure.
product of organisms. Basically, it's a bunch of amino acids, but it actually becomes formaldehyde as it's processed.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
in fact, I've had Betty Martini on my show before. She has mm-hmm. an excellent documentary called Sweet Misery. I encourage everyone
mm-hmm.
to access
mm-hmm.
that online for free and find out how mm-hmm. Donald Rumsfeld was highly involved in bringing this toxic poison to market and getting the FDA to generally recognize it as safe, which is a
mm-hmm.
joke. I mean, what generally recognized as safe tells you is that basically they're going to let a poison be distributed to the people without any studies. That's what that means. While on the other side, you know, they're going after all the nutritional supplements and telling us that Codex is going to control what we're allowed to buy in terms of natural, you know, things to take in. So if people don't get
so
this...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
We're on the scale, though, that they're using embryonic kidney cells from human fetuses to trick your brain into thinking that you are tasting something that you're not tasting. I mean, you'd have to be a chemical engineer, scientist on a very high level to understand exactly what's in your food and what it's made of and where it comes from. And it's not natural. There's nothing natural about it.
Okay, but not only that, okay, and this is something I stress all the time. There is a spiritual side of life. There is spiritual anatomy. It involves meridians and chakras and things of that nature, auras, etc. That's what's mm-hmm. being attacked. The same thing mm-hmm. is being attacked with aborted fetuses being injected in vaccines. Now we have aborted mm-hmm. fetuses being used as food flavorings. It is cannibalism. They are trying to make humans with a conscience, with a spiritual aspect to their being, be devolved into what mm-hmm. they are. That's what they're doing. Because if you don't
but
have
think
a conscience,
about giving it to your children from the time they're born, you're giving them savory flavors, salt flavors, sweet flavors, and actually what they're not real. They're not natural. They're sprinkled in your processed foods, tricking your child's brain into thinking, ooh, that's really nummy, that's really sweet, ooh, you know, that's this. It's not that. What does it really do to them as they're growing up and they're growing bodies biologically and physiologically?
Okay.
What do you think?
Spiritually.
And spiritually. Right, you were talking about
yes.
that. But what?
In a world where corrupt oppressors.
And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America, where our answer today is food that kills. Here in hell, this is what's going on, people, and I encourage all of you to check things out for yourself. Don't believe anything I or my callers say. People that are calling in have actually done their homework, except for the first caller, who's actually obviously brain dead, or possibly a minion because his number was unknown. But the bottom line is you have to check things out for yourself. The answers are out there, and it's not that everything on the Internet is trustworthy. But, you know, you have to use your innate intelligence, your inner guide, your intuition, whatever you want to call that feeling in your gut that you get when you hear something and you say, this is crapola. And I'm so glad that more and more people are doing that. And I am very uplifted because I'm meeting so many people who are finding an area of interest that are investigating whatever they're interested in. I'm interested in everything. My main targets are the global pedophile cabal and the vaccination scandal, holocaust, whatever you want to call it. But, yes, in fact, we're being killed off. Our spirituality is being robbed from us. The list is endless. It's pure evil. And the good news is, I will say, is that evil is evil even to its own. And it's amazing how more and more minions are now being outed by their own evil cabal, because they have to have a fall guy. So I encourage those minions to keep on doing it. Let's cleanse us. Let's get rid of some of these minions. But caller from 763, I love your comments. Please continue.
Okay. Well, I have another thing to add, that they are having conventions, the pharmacopoeial conventions, and they want to, they say improvement in food quality and public health, but one of their goals is the inclusion of more flavor ingredients,
right,
and more harmonization, and increasing artificial flavors or these chemically altered flavors, you want to call them that, but they're going to start adding more and more. So you're sitting there thinking, I'm getting spaghetti sauce. Well, no, you've got the savory flavor in there. You've got the artificial color in there from somewhere, and I'm not sure where, maybe wherever. We're not going to know what we're eating.
Right.
We're not going to know what we're eating.
Well, let me just say, they warned us about this on the old Star Trek series. You know, if you remember, I forget that gizmo they had, you know, basically, you know, they had the holodeck where you could act out anything you wanted to, and it was actually not happening, mm-hmm. but you believed it was. And you actually had that little machine, you know, and it was also in the Matrix, mm-hmm. too. You know, you weren't actually eating a steak, but you believed
no,
you
no.
were, and so therefore, you know, it is. And
exactly.
Let me also just mention, this gets into the food additives that are called food colorings themselves. Every single mm-hmm. one of them. I have books mm-hmm. and books on this subject. I could do, you know, a show for 24 hours just on that subject. They all cause cancer. Okay, and once again, mm-hmm. how come they're allowed into the food source? How can they be, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, mm-hmm. generally recognized as safe? Because
they haven't
the
been
FDA,
tested.
No, they've been tested. They know they cause cancer, okay? But the mm-hmm. FDA and the USDA, they have a revolving door with the companies that manufacture these poisons, mm-hmm. and the people at the top have the depopulation agenda, and so that's why we're getting all this crap exposed to us. And that's why people have to start taking a stance to whatever degree you can, grow your own food, go to local mm-hmm. markets, you know, buy from the local farmers and things of that nature. Organic is key, of course. You have to, you know, educate yourselves and take whatever steps you need to in order to get yourself nutrition. Nutrition is not chemicals. Go ahead.
No, it isn't. It can't be. And that sucralose, that's a chlorocarbon, and they've already tested that. sucralose is in all sorts of foods. They call it, it's a sweetener. And they have said that it causes birth defects and immune system destruction. They know this. It shrinks the thymus glands and it produces liver inflammation in rats and mice. Well,
yeah,
your children are very small.
Wait, that's
right?
Called Splenda.
And when you're giving them this...
Let's give the listeners the brand name. It's called Splenda, right?
I don't know. Well, you can look in any, it can be called that. That's one of the brand names. But sucralose is in all sorts of food. They just say sucralose. That's all they say. They don't say a brand name.
Right. But
and that's in all sorts of things. In a can of soup, you might see it. You might see it in a, in a packet of prepared cookies.
Right.
But they
but
already know that is a carb.
Yeah. I just want to point out that when you're buying it, in those little packets to stick in your beverages, it's called Splenda. And all of these things are poison. Splenda,
it's a chlorocarbon, yes.
Yeah.
Sucralose is a chlorocarbon. That's just what it is. That's what it is.
Yes, exactly.
And once you find out, what is a chlorocarbon? What does it do? Have they tested it? Yes, they have. What does it do? Why is it there then? See? So when you're thinking, I'm going to go buy a nice, good, wholesome can of soup, I'm going to make a little hot cocoa for my child. Well, the cocoa is enhanced. The chocolate isn't. You're not really getting cocoa beans. You're getting enhanced cocoa flavor. You know, you can extend the flavors. You can enhance them with all this these chemicals on a nano scale, right? On a very small micro scale. You're not going to see it floating in the water like that man was saying. We have to look in our water. We'll see the fetal cells floating or whatever you were talking about before. I just got a little bit of your show and he couldn't understand why you couldn't see it. Well, how could you see it? Look at
there's going to be little signs in there saying toxic poisons, fetal embryo.
And there's there's nothing on there. There's nothing on even when you buy the prepared food, like everybody wants the prepared food. They don't have time. They don't have time to make food. They don't have this time or that time.
Well, they better
buy the food,
time.
They give it to the...
They better make time because
I remember.
Go ahead.
I remember, Dr. Carly, that I was watching television years and years ago, and I was hearing all these women say they don't have time to cook, and they're not listening to all this, you know, people saying you have to cook nutritious food. We can just buy it already cooked. That's okay. It's all okay. And I thought to myself, well, yeah, it's okay, but you have to know what the ingredients are, right? Well, we don't. See? We don't. And I would like to know, what are all these additives doing? So if you bring up your child on these additives, what will that child become? Carcinogenic things will happen to it? Pardon me?
Look at the child. Look at the child. Look at the children of today. The violence and the criminality caused by vaccines and video games and things of that nature. The cancer caused by all the toxins in the schools and the vaccines as well. The food things that they're eating. And just like you said, I mean, I encourage everybody to read the labels. And if you can't pronounce the name, don't buy the food. But that's not even enough because as I started out the show with, telling people, they're calling aborted fetuses natural flavorings. It's the same thing with aspartame. Mm-hmm. Aspartame is in, I don't even know, hundreds of products at this point. And that's how corrupt
and not,
our
not And not
are.
Said. Not, it's not on the label. You don't see it.
No,
remember
it's
that
called
one,
natural flavorings. It's called natural flavorings.
Oh my goodness.
That's what they're calling it. It's a total fraud. Go ahead.
You remember that little thing that if aspartame was in the vitamins or in the food a long time ago in the 80s, they'd have this little twirly thing on the label, and then it would say a certain person couldn't have it, a flickalink. I can't even pronounce that, but they couldn't have aspartame.
Right. Phenylketonur.
What was that again?
Yeah. Phenylketonur.
Yeah, and it said you...
Right.
And you shouldn't buy it then. Do not buy it because it has aspartame, and they have that little twirly thing. I don't know if that's still on there, but I don't want to ingest aspartame. I don't care if I'm one of those persons that are, you know, whatever, they very, you know, side effects in me or what, but it isn't safe. It isn't recognized as safe as far as I'm concerned, my opinion. But
no, because you've done your homework. Because you've done your homework. And this actually brings to mind, this thing called the Radura. The Radura is something, it looks like a fleur-de-lis, and that's something they were putting on products that were radiated. And I actually, I have a mountain of documents about all of these things. And the minions that control these agencies that want us to be poisoned found that people weren't buying products that had the Radura
on it. With that little
it.
Sign on it, right?
Right.
The sign,
so
right? The little sign, okay.
Right. So their solution was to make it smaller. That was their solution.
Oh.
So that people wouldn't see it. You know, make it like microscopic where you have to have a freaking magnifying glass with you as you're reading the food thing, the label. This is what's going on, people. And, you know,
to keep you safe.
Yeah.
It's
what,
to keep you safe.
What,
they're radiating your food to keep you safe. There's
right.
a germ
mutating.
On it. You know, you can't wash it. It's germs.
Well, first
yeah,
of all, you can use colloidal silver, it kills all germs. But the point I'm trying to make is that you can't trust the agencies. You have to do your own research, check things out for yourself. There's no way you can totally protect yourself from any of these things because we're being poisoned on every level. You do the best you can. You detox yourself. You know, you just try the best you can. That's all you can do. But the bottom line is don't trust the government. Or any of its agencies. If I could shout that as loud as I could, I would do so. But I want to thank
you. Thank you very much for the program. It was very interesting.
Okay.
And I'll be listening again.
Okay, thank you for listening, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be back next week. Tell others, folks, wake up as many as you can, because we are dead if we do nothing. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
I'm your host, Jimmy X, talking about industrial hemp production and that it would be the revolution America needs to prosper. The original, some of the original Ford auto.